This is Nia George.
Nia.
Yeah, I was on that meeting, and believe me, I do agree with the spirit, the spirit of it. But I'd like to make a friendly amendment that that decision comes back to the PNB, because as everybody knows at this board, that we had a situation, or we had some situations which we addressed as a board in executive session. So I would like to amend that. I'm not looking at it because my computer was down as usual. To say that the board should approve that and not the chair of the coordinating committee.
This is Tracy. I'm just going to put out that on an emergency basis, the entire board is incapable of approving an emergency decision. Time off.
Okay. Then I said the chair of the board then. The chair of the board. Could I get a second, please?
Member to the stack.
So, did I get a second?
Mr. Chair, may I speak to that?
I heard a second somewhere. Yes.
I seconded Andrea.
Again, it's stated.
Before you speak, let me say I think I need to respond to Leslie's remark, because she's essentially saying this motion violates the bylaws. And I think that with Nia's, I think that's questionable. The committee's not initiating anything. It's approving or not approving after the fact things which are done on an emergency basis. I think Nia's amendment essentially brings any subsequent decision back to the board. The board could always reverse the chair, the chair of the committee or the committee. So I think that that would certainly bring it within the purview of the bylaws. I heard Rico. I didn't hear anybody else.
Summer? Did you hear
Rico,
Summer?
Summer. Yeah, no, I didn't. I had Rico and Summer.
Yeah, I guess the question I'm having with Nia's motion is, she saying that instead of it being a decision in an emergency incident, instead of it being a decision of the coordinating committee, that it should be the PNB's chair's sole decision on whether a person should be granted that emergency waiver or not. Is that what she's suggesting?
Just the way it is now, that is the sole decision of a subcommittee of the PNB's chair. So I'm saying at least let it be the chair of the governing body of the foundation.
Right. Well, you know what? I don't know about the committee in itself, but as the author, I don't really mind. I just think that we have to have some provision in the event that there is an emergency where we don't have to go on 26 people or 12 people, that somebody can make that call, whether it's the chair of the coordinating meeting, who would know, I think would know best, or the PNB. It doesn't matter, but I think we just have to have some type of provision for an emergency.
Summer.
Thank you.
George, at the point of information, this is Nia.
Yes. And I must say I misunderstood your amendment. Go ahead. What's your point of information?
Yeah. What would the coordinating committee chair know that the PNB chair wouldn't know?
Well, the coordinating... Can I answer that?
Yeah, it's a question to you, yes.
Yeah, the coordinating committee would have a better idea of the travel arrangement, for starters.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about travel. That's what it's about, right?
Okay, Summer.
Thank you. Yeah, I respect the spirit of this, but I have to say I have serious problems with it. I mean, I've personally reviewed all the travel agents' back bills, right? And some people show a complete lack of judiciousness in booking flights, whether it's at the last minute or beforehand. I personally booked my flight to D.C. quite close, like about 2 weeks beforehand, and it was extremely cheap. And I had to make within that 2 weeks, which added $100 to it. And I was $300 or $400 below other people because I'd called the cheap airline and gotten a $200 round trip ticket. I have problems with, we get like, I guess here's where I'm going. Involving coordinating committees and all these people, I've seen people's spouses booked by the travel agent. I called the travel agent and said, I need to fix this. We have no system which steers people towards the less expensive tickets in the first place, and we don't object if someone books a really expensive ticket as long as they book it 2 weeks in advance. It really doesn't address the issue. We give no guidance in booking these tickets. But people legitimately may have last-minute problems that occur that only bump their tickets slightly. And I see the room for political machinations. Did somebody get a waiver? Do they not get a waiver? Or just stupid conflict that slows things down and they don't get their ticket booked. I think that this should get chewed on just a little more personally, because part of the problem is we don't really utilize, like, booking travel in a coordinated way so that we get cheap tickets in the first place. So, I mean, obviously nobody should book a week in advance. We should have policies, and there is a way to review it, and you can penalize people and say, hey, you were totally flagrant and booked 2 days before the meeting. I think it's fine to put it in place, but I see the cart before the horse. We're trying to say, you know, in the last moment, get an emergency waiver so you can book the ticket. And I think we should have policies that say, if you screw up and you book stupidly, we're going to come back on you for this. I just think it needs a little more work personally. Okay, thank you.
This is Tracy for the staff, please.
I want to assign time to this because we have 20 minutes for the entire committee report. I know there's something else which is critical that we adopt tonight. I'd like to assign no more than 5 more minutes to this. Is there any objection to that?
Point of information, Chair?
Yeah.
I think what Summer is saying is that if someone can book something cheaper, then it wouldn't impact at all, because this is only impacting if it's costing more. So that's the real problem. So I don't really.
That's not a point of information, but we do have a stack. Who's
Bill?
On it? Bill, go ahead.
And Tracy, if I could come back one last.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let Tracy go first. I think she called the drink before me.
The motion, the intent of the motion is to complete a process the coordinating committee has been working on all year long to try to get these airline costs out of control, back under control. We already have a process of reviewing tickets. We already are implementing a process of keeping an eye on the travel agent, the chaos of every individual member calling a travel agent, the travel agent doing whatever they told them to do is gone. The last set of problems that we've been experiencing are two. One is people waiting until the last minute to book their tickets. You all know that. And then the last problem that we've been experiencing is last-minute emergencies, which just had to be dealt with, and that cost a tremendous amount of money. Some of it justified and fair, and some of it maybe not so much. And we need to have some way of controlling how much money Pacifica is liable for last-minute changes and some criteria for deciding what we will pay for and what we won't pay for. That's what this motion is intended to do. It's to address real problems. And what I'd like is a little bit of respect for the fact that those of us who have been looking at airfares now for months and months and months and months really do have a realistic sense of what problems we're actually experiencing right now. I mean, I've signed off on about 40 different airline tickets this year, so I have a pretty good idea of where we're spending the money and why and what the problems are, and that's what's informing the motion. Done.
Okay. Bill.
Move to the previous question.
Okay. Is there any objection? Is there a second to that?
I'm sorry, what is the previous question? Is that Nia saying to put this
second,
over the next
second, it means closing debate and going to a vote.
But I'm sorry, what was... okay, thank you.
Second.
Yeah, the previous question is Nia's amendment. That's
thank
correct.
Thank you. That's, okay, thank you.
Yes. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objections to Nia's amendment, which as I see it, correct me if I'm wrong, Nia, that you would... The decision for an emergency change of fare would be made not by the chair of the committee, the coordinating committee, but by the chair of the PNB. Is that correct?
Yes, because I want to make sure that we are at least somewhat bylaws compliant. Yes.
Okay. So, is there any objection to Nia's amendment? Okay. Hearing none, then Nia's amendment is part of now the original motion. Can we go to a vote on the original motion? Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a vote on that. A yes vote is, of course, a vote from the committee as amended. A no vote is turns down the committee recommendation. Fee, would you call the roll on that, please?
Nia Briaco.
No. No. This is on the original, right? No.
Yep.
Just the part
Richard Uzel.
It's on the original as amended.
George, I'm sorry, Fia. Could you please read what it is that we're voting on this way for the stream, and if Fia takes the minutes, so we're all clear.
Tracy, would you read it? Would you read it again and include Nia's amendment?
Recommends a motion requiring the PNB members to book all in-person committee flights no less than 2 weeks in advance of the meeting. If for any reason this is not done, the member will be responsible for any added expense. The travel agency will not book flights after the two-week period has passed. Members with last-minute changes of flights will have to arrange the changes themselves and will be responsible for any added expense. Members can appeal their case to the chair of the board, I guess, for a waiver after the meeting. If the waiver is granted, Pacifica will reimburse the member the added expense. In the event the director is unable to advance the cost of changes, then he or she may contact the chair of the board to request an immediate waiver.
Okay. So the only change in that is it's written as a motion from the committee, and the beginning of it should read, the PNB moves that, all of the rest. Okay.
Correct.
Sophia, would you please take the roll?
Richard Uzel.
I'm sorry, Fia, that I would like to vote yes, since the amendment passed, that it would be the chair of the PNB approving the waiver. Thank you.
Okay. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Alberto Luera. Can't hear you, Alberto. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
I abstain, Madam Secretary.
Rico Ross. Can't hear you, Rico. Summer Reese.
Pass.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien. Can't hear you, Sean. Joseph Wanzala.
Abstain.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Sean. I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
You can do it again. Alonzo Brown? Cam Johnson?
Yes.
Marie Orendorf. Can't hear you, Camry. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Ethel Gaza. Yes. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 yeses, 0 noes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay.
Point of information. Who objected?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Someone objected and changed their mind afterwards.
We lost a lot of time on that vote.
We did, but that's the way it goes. Let's go on to the next item from the coordinating committee.
We have just a little over 2 minutes.
I think we need to extend.
We're
going
to need more than that.
Yeah.
Motion to extend 15 minutes.
Second to that?
Second.
Any objection to extending time for 15 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, the second motion is a follow-up on the coordinating committee's previous work implementing the attempt to seat the new PNB on originally January 21st, now January 28th. It's a motion that the election for KPFAPNB listener and staff directors be redone. Shall I read the whole thing out loud, or?
Please.
Whereas the Pacifica National Board, as per Article 3, Section 8E of the bylaws, is authorized to supervise these director elections. Whereas, per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 2, Part A, Delegate Dan Siegel has automatically relinquished his seat as a KPFA delegate by accepting a political appointment to join the administration of Oakland, California Mayor Gene Kwan as an unpaid advisor. Mr. Siegel's automatic resignation as a KPFA delegate not only makes him ineligible to hold the seat of PNB delegate, but also the knowledge of the appointment prior to the January 13, 2011 director's election disqualified him from participating and voting in that director's election, thus necessitating a new election for all four PNB director positions. The Pacifica National Board hereby directs that the next KPFA delegate alternate is immediately seated to fill the position vacated by Siegel. Further, the PNB directs that a KPFA delegates meeting be properly noticed and convened as soon as possible, solely for the purpose of holding new elections for both the listener and staff PNB directors. These elections shall be strictly in accordance with the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order. Until the prescribed new elections are completed, the current KPFA listener and staff directors shall remain seated. That is the text of the
motion.
A point of order, George. George, a point of order.
Yes.
I, when I say with all due respect, I genuinely mean that. I don't understand why this is under the coordinating committee report. I'm on the coordinating committee. If my memory serves me correctly, the last time we met was the first week in January. So I don't want people to get the impression that somehow, you know, we psychically or we had some prediction that this was going to happen. The KPFA.
No, this is not, as I understand it, a motion coming from the coordinating committee. It's a motion being made by the chair, required a second.
No, George.
Oh, no.
This game is played, George. No, George, you know better than that. You cannot. You can't put this on the coordinating committee and say it doesn't come from the committee. It comes from the chair. Then, like everybody else, you know, I mean, I had a motion. I didn't put it on here. We have to go to new business. I was respectful enough. That's not the way this is supposed to be done, George, and you know that.
The coordinating committee was charged with, and I didn't expect this motion. Actually, I expected a motion setting up the meeting on the 28th. But the coordinating committee was charged with handling the problem we set up by moving the in-person meeting to February. We had to have some kind of mechanism for seating the new members. In the course of doing that, subsequent to the meeting you talked about, this other issue came up about the seating of members at that meeting. I'm going to rule that it's in order to bring it before the board.
I understand, but I'd like to challenge the chair. No, this is on the coordinating committee, and who charged the committee,
fine,
George?
Nia, that's fine. I've already spoken
George,
to you.
Don't raise your voice.
About it.
No, George, you're out of line.
Excuse me, folks.
Everybody else.
Point of personal
privilege
here.
The only one who has
the
floor at the moment is Nia. Okay, what? Nia, did you want to speak to your challenge to the chair's motion?
Yes. Believe me, everybody knows I like to abide by the bylaws. However, I think that we should be principled, we should be fair and honest about it. I don't see how this comes under the coordinating committee and who, quote-unquote, charged the committee. If there was some communication to the coordinating committee, I guess I was left off that list again. I'd have no email here where we were asked to do this. All I'm saying is that let's be fair and put it where it needs to be put and not slip it in under the coordinating committee's meeting. I mean, according to the report.
There was a point of personal privilege from Leslie. What was it, Leslie?
There's a terrible echo when you speak, George. Is anyone else getting that?
Yes.
And
I have a point that I'm having trouble understanding you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go use a different speaker system. I'll see if I can find
that. Yeah, you sound fine over here, George. Point of information.
Fine to me, too.
Tavi has a point of information.
I can't fix it for some people and others, for sure.
It sounds fine.
So can we get back to the issue at hand, which is the...
Point of information.
Yes.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair, I was under the understanding that this is a two-part motion, and I'd like the second part to be brought up, because as far as I know, it was never divided.
Thank you.
Well, the motion was made and seconded as it stands. That's what's on the floor. That's already been challenged that it should be on the floor. Where we're at is, procedurally, is we need to take a vote on whether or not to sustain the ruling of the chair that it's appropriate that it be brought up at this position.
Well, but you see, you went to that before you answered my point of information, sir. That's only half the motion that was presented.
That was the motion that was made. Now, there may be some other motion that was intended to be made, but that wasn't made. That was the motion that was made, and where we're at is where I just said we need to take a vote or further discussion, if you want, on whether or not the ruling of the chair is appropriate. So,
point of information, Mr. Chair.
Richard,
isn't it a fact that the other part of that motion is still down there in the...
I told you guys that was true.
This was the motion that was brought to the floor. A subsequent motion that's relevant to the discussion we're having could be also brought as well. Where we're at and at the moment is we have a point of order, which I ruled on.
Thank you.
Nia objected. We need to go to a vote on Nia's objection to my point of order. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to it?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to speak to it.
I heard Richard say call the question beforehand. Is there a second to calling the question?
Yes, second.
Is there an objection to calling the question?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Okay. That requires two-thirds to call the question. Afia, please take the roll. A yes vote is to call the question, a no vote is to continue discussion.
Okay. Nia Bediako.
No.
Richard Uzel.
Yes. No, what are we calling question? Yes.
Albert Guerra. Can't hear you, Alberto. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Summer.
Oh, I can't hear you, Ethia. That'll be again.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Can't hear you. Breaking up, Ethia.
Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel.
No.
Jim Bennett.
Did you call Campbell Johnson?
Yes, I did, and I understood you to say yes. Is that incorrect?
That's incorrect. I said no.
How do you... Very well. Jim Bennett?
No.
Sia Wangaza votes... I abstain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did you ever call me, Afia? Did you call Sean?
Yes, I thought you voted yes.
Yes, I did, but I didn't know if I was muted, so I wanted to make sure you got it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to change my vote to yes. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no's.
I count 12 yeses.
Important to recount it, please.
I wasn't sure about Summer, though. I couldn't quite hear her. Was she a yes?
I had.
Oh, God.
I had Summer has a yes. 1, 2,
I have 12.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
12.
You may have. Okay.
Could you please reread the roll, perhaps?
Yes. Yes, I will. Shram Agmir, yes. Tracy Rosenberg, yes. Andrea Turner, no. Joseph Wanzala, yes. Sean O'Brien, yes. Leslie Radford, no. Summer Reese, yes. Rico Ross, yes. Bill Crozier, yes. Alberto Luera. I have nothing for Alberto.
Good, he's on the road. He'll come and go.
George Ryder. Oh, well, nothing for him. Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako, no. Kathy Davis, yes. Jennifer Jaeger, yes. Alex Steinberg, yes. Nothing for Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson, no. Kemery Orendorf, nothing. Marcel Reed, no. Jim Bennett, no. Ifia Wangaza, yes.
Well, I count
12. 3. Where did you get your 12th from?
You.
You, Afia.
1, 2.
She said she abstained.
Then she changed it.
Thank you. Or
she tallied.
10, 11, 12. That's you're correct.
Okay. The vote is 12 to 6. That's the necessary 2/3 to close debate on the question of sustaining or not the chair's ruling that this motion was in order for this point on the agenda. Nia's objected. So if you vote yes, let's see. If you vote yes, you're sustaining the chair. If you vote no, you're not. And if the chair's motion is not sustained, the motion would move back to new business.
Point of information?
Yes.
What we just voted on, that was Nia's challenge to the chair. We now have to separately vote on
just,
the chair?
That was just the closing debate.
Oh, we were just closing debate. Oh, goodness. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Afia, would you go ahead and take the roll on the challenge to the chair? Again, a yes vote sustains the chair, a no vote does not.
Okay, would you say it, George?
So, I'm sorry.
Please restate it.
Thank you.
Sorry, restate what?
Your ruling.
The ruling was that the motion made by Tracy and... seconded by someone, was appropriate for this point on the agenda. Nia challenged that and said it wasn't, it should be a new business. So a yes sustains the chair, a no.
Because, George, you left out some information, because that all members of the coordinating committee were charged with it. That was my objection also.
This isn't a point for argumentation. That's the substance of what the change is.
George.
If it's important, I get the last word. The debate is over. That's what we just decided. That's the way the rules work. Go ahead,
Take the roll.
Nia Bediako?
No, sorry, George. Disappointed in you.
Kathy Davis?
A yes vote sustains the chair?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Alberto Luera?
Okay. I remember that.
Alberto Luera? I can't hear you, Alberto. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Shram Agnew?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimri Orendoff?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
I feel one guy's abstain. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. 11 yes. And one, two, three, four, five, six no's. And one abstention.
Okay, so the chair is sustained. The motion is in front of us. Bill, how much time
point,
have we got?
Point of information, George.
Yeah, let me get the answer from Bill first. Bill, how much time have we got for this?
Let me see. Wait a minute. we're out of time.
Move to 10:15.
1 minute ago, we were out of time.
1 minute. Okay. Yes, what's your point of information, Alex?
My point of information, I'd like to get clarification from Tracy as to whether she was able to read her full motion, because I have a feeling it was cut off before she was able to complete it.
Point of order, George.
Tracy, did you get a chance to read your full motion?
I was able to read, yes, the second motion in its entirety. There is a third motion from the coordinating committee we have not gotten to yet. The full wording of all three motions was emailed out to the whole PNB at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Point of information.
I'll give you a point of order in just a moment, but we're out of time. We're out of time. I'd like to hear a motion to extend some time.
Move to extend 15 minutes.
Second.
No.
Okay. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I have a point of order first, which is takes precedence, which is Les. Go ahead.
Actually, Tracy answered my point of order.
Okay. I have a point of information from Richard.
Yes. This is to Tracy. Isn't the third motion... you sent this out to everybody. Isn't the third motion related to a redo of the election at KPFK for the staff director?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And Andrea, you had a point of information?
I have a question. So this means that from here on, anybody, if you're on a committee, no matter what role you're in, that you can add a motion to the report of that committee after the fact.
point of personal...
Mr. Chair? The ruling of the chair stands for what happened today, and that's that. We could get into whether it applies more generally. We have, in fact, been taking motions. We have, in fact, taken motions from the floor on reports by our executive director, and we've also reported.
Right, your phone is echoing real badly.
Yeah.
Your phone is echoing real badly.
Can't hear you at
Mr.
all.
Chair?
Okay.
Mr. Chair? I'm going to just be quiet about that. The answer is no to Andrea's question. Yes. What
point of personal preference?
Yes. Go ahead.
Point of personal preference, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
This is Alberto. I must get off the call at this moment. I will no longer continue to be at the meeting. I want to tell the members of the Pacifica National Board the 2010 term. Live long and prosper. Good night.
Good night, Alberto.
Good night, Alberto.
Now, we're out of time. There was a motion to extend time for 15 minutes. I heard objections to that. We need to go to a vote on that. It requires 2/3. If it doesn't pass, then we'll have to go to a vote immediately on the motion that's in front of us, which is the one that Tracy read, and that will be the end of the time for the coordinating committee. I have appointed information for Tracy as well. There was a motion that the coordinating committee passed that was coming out of committee, which would have established next, the 28th, as being a set of procedures for seating the new board and electing pro tem officers. Is that coming up to the floor?
Well, it certainly could if we extended time, and I think that it should.
Okay.
It will take some time to get there, so the board will have to decide if the seating, if our transition is an important item to us or not.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seeing as how the bylaws call for a transition by the end of January, isn't that automatic? I don't think we need a motion for that. I think it's going to happen.
Well,
at the last scheduled meeting of this month.
Yes, and what is going to happen at that meeting, and what will be done, and will officers be elected or not? All of that was considered by the coordinating committee, and a motion from the committee to the board, it seems to me, is in order, and furthermore, I think it's necessary in order to set that up. Okay.
We have noticed
Chair?
Anything like that?
Mr. Chair,
this lack of organization is just stunning.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
what we're at is voting whether or not to extend time for 15 minutes.
Excuse me. As the maker of the motion to extend 15 minutes, may I say one quick thing?
Yes.
Thank you. Colleagues, I agree heartily with our chair and with the chair of the coordinating committee. I think it is incumbent upon us, wherever we shake out on this, but we do need to just, get through these things that deal with the seating of the new members and everything. So I do think these things require our attention and are important in terms of hashing it out tonight so that we've got this stuff. So I hope everyone will take that into consideration.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Are we debating?
Yeah, right. Are we debating?
I wasn't debating. I made the motion for the extension
of
time, and I wanted to support that. I think
right.
It's really important that we...
I was letting her motivate it.
That's all. Thank you.
Motions are not debatable, but I think you can motivate them.
Thank you.
I don't know anything about motivating under Robert's rules.
Well, you're perhaps correct. I don't know. I allowed her to do it, and so we're past that now. Would you like to speak against the motion?
George.
No, it's not appropriate.
Okay, good. So let's move on to a vote. Fia, would you take the vote, please?
Okay, and the motion is?
Extend for 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sharon Agnier?
Are there any objections yet?
Are there any objections to extending
to
15?
Yes.
There were some. That's why we're taking the vote. Go ahead.
Sharon Agnier? Can't hear you, Shram. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, extend.
Andrea Turner? Can't hear. Joe Gonzalez. I heard you. Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, Alberto is gone. Richard Udell?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Kimberly Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza? Yes. Campbell Johnson? Okay. Shram Magmir?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yes. And 1, 2, 2 no's.
Mr. Chair, Richard Uzzell.
Let me just declare the vote first. The
15 yes and 2 no.
Motion to extend time passes. Would you count for 15 more minutes? I'd like to limit discussion on the motion in front of us to 5 minutes, if possible. Is there any objection to that? We have other motions that need to come from the coordinating committee to set up next week's meeting. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. We'll have no more than 5 more minutes on this one, Bill. And Richard, okay. What was your comment?
I'd like to make an amendment to add.
No.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay. I know for a fact, because I helped work on the motion, that the motion for the new election has incorrectly been cut in two. So I would like to add the second part to it, and I will read that. The KPFK PNB staff directory election cause of needing a new election is a KPFK election for staff PNB director held at the delegates meeting of 1-8-11. Violated the Pacifica bylaws and Robert's rules. Both the listener sponsored director election and the staff. No, I'm sorry, not the director election, but the staff election, staff director's election contest held at the same time on the same ballot. Voters were not properly instructed to vote for both the listener sponsor and staff candidates. Voters complained of not understanding the instructions. No candidate for the staff director received a majority vote of the members. The election teller did not notify the chair or the delegates of the problems. Remedy, the Pacifica National Board hereby directs that a KPFK delegates meeting at KPFK be properly noticed, convened as soon as possible, solely for the purpose of holding a new election for staff PNB director. This election shall be strictly in accordance with the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order. Until the prescribed new elections are completed, the current KPFK staff director shall remain seated.
Okay, is there a second for that?
Second.
Second.
Point of order.
A point of order also, George. Yeah, it was Bill, Leslie, and then me for points of order.
Go ahead, Bill.
I don't think we voted on the previous motion yet.
We haven't.
This is an amendment.
It's an amendment.
Oh, it's an amendment. Oh, sorry.
Who else said point of order?
Leslie before
Leslie
me.
Did.
Leslie?
This is not a proper amendment as it's not germane to the main question, and I'm citing here Robert's Rules of Order, page 130. To be germane, an amendment must in some way involve the same question that is raised by the motion to which it is applied.
Okay.
An amendment cannot introduce an independent question, but an amendment can be hostile to or even defeat the spirit of the original motion and still be germane. This is an independent question.
Okay,
it's all elections that need to be fixed.
Richard, you are not to respond. This is a question addressed to the chair.
My mistake.
Thank you. The issue before us is who is entitled to sit at this meeting, which I hope that we will approve coming up next week. The reason I said that the original motion was germane is to that issue, is to what are we going to, who's going to be there at the next meeting? This is, it seems to me, the same kind of thing exactly. There's a conflict to KPFK over who should be seated there, and the board is saying resolve that hopefully before the meeting, but in any case, resolve that before your directors are seated. So I'm ruling that it's in order.
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair since the motion is called Motion that the election for a KPFA PNB listener and staff directors be redone. That has nothing to do with KPFK. The motion is titled...
I've already said that there's a larger issue here which is germane to you, major challenge. Is there anything else you want to say to it?
Call the
question. That. This is a motion about KPFA listener and staff directors as it's titled.
Call the question on the challenge to the chair?
Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
Is there any objection to calling the question on the challenge to the chair? Okay, hearing none. Athea, would you take the vote on that? So a yes vote sustains the chair. A no vote sustains the objection, in which case this amendment would be struck. Go ahead, Athea. Please take the roll.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
No. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No, I'm just so stunned. No.
Yeah.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Kimberly Orndorff? Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Jim Bennett?
I'm sorry, no.
Jim Bennett? Thank you. Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Definitely no. No, I'm really shocked at this.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Okay. You see him in Gaza? Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. 11 yeses. And one, two, three, four, five noes.
George Sidney, I had a point of order. I'd like to be recognized by point of order.
Well, one abstention.
Let's get the vote completed first.
11, 5, and 1.
Okay, so the chair's ruling is sustained. Neil, what's your point of order?
Chair?
My point of order is you keep saying that this is a motion from the coordinating committee. And it is not. This is the most factionalized and disrespectful thing I've ever heard.
That you guys would meet without me.
It's a disgrace, George. Oh. And I really take offense.
I have never said this was a motion from the coordinating committee.
You did. You said it on several occasions. You said it on
point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
So I don't know that there's a point of order in that, but in any case,
isn't it under the business of the coordinating committee?
Excuse me, point of
order. We've already ruled on that. It's dilatory to raise the same issue again.
This is summer now,
gap. Shame on you, George.
How much time do we have for this? We said 5 minutes for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're out of time for that. We're past time. We started about the beginning of that vote. We were out of time.
All right. So what's in front of us, then, is either extending time again. We have... I had set 5 minutes for this particular motion. We have 10 more minutes for whatever else is coming out of the coordinating committee, and I agree with it.
Actually, about 6 minutes.
Motion to
extend. For 10 minutes, George.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Is that in total or for just this discussion on these motions?
Just this discussion on these motions.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes.
Before.
Point of information, we extended for 15 minutes before, and you said 5 of it was for this discussion and 10 was for the other. Is that 10 still sitting over there in reserve?
Yeah, should be.
Well, so we have about 5 more minutes now of that 15.
I think not. I think we have 5 minutes left of that.
George, I'm moving to extend the
committee. I heard you, and that's what's in front of us, and Richard was simply asking a question. So what is in front of us is extending time for 10 minutes on the discussion of the motion that Tracy made, which was amended by Richard, which is what is in front of us. Can we go to a vote on extending? Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes on that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to a vote then. Requires 2/3. Yes?
Isn't that the last item on this? Richard has been...
I'm sorry, what was your question, Rico?
Isn't that the last item out of coordinating?
I certainly hope that the motion that the coordinating committee made that was supposed to have been brought up here will actually be brought up so that the PNB can declare what's supposed to happen if it's coming up a week from now. That's why I said 5 minutes, and that's why I...
Okay, I'll withdraw my objection then.
Okay, point of information, George, are we talking about Part A of Tracy's motion?
What's on the floor is Part A, Tracy's original motion as amended by Richard. What Leslie's motion is to extend time for 10 minutes on that.
Okay.
Point of information?
I would like to amend that motion.
Just a moment. We're having a discussion about extending time. Unless time is extended, no amendments can be made. We would simply go to a vote on the motion. And it's not discussable, extending time. So would you take the roll on extending time?
Point
it requires 2/3.
George?
Yes?
I'm sorry. The extension of time is only applicable to the two motions that have already been presented?
That's how it was presented, yes.
Okay. So if we vote this, and if whatever direction does this vote go, do we still have time to come to that third motion?
I had set aside 10 minutes for that, and yes, we'll have 10 minutes for that third motion.
Okay, thank you.
A point of information.
Yes.
Is one of those motions to do with certifying all the elections that were properly held according to the bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order?
I would hope that would happen too, but that wasn't the one I had in mind.
Okay, well, let's get to work.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, would that last one you're talking about come from this one or elections?
It could be in either place.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys talking about? You seem to have know something I don't know.
Well, I'll take that as a point of information. I sent out a list of all the people who were elected by elections which are not contested, which I would like the PA to declare as having been correctly elected as directors. And that was sent to the entire PNB, and that's what they're talking about right now. Okay.
George, point of information, the question that you were just asked was, is that coming out of the coordinating committee or the election committee?
Yeah.
It's germane.
I thought that was a motion that Richard Uzzell wrote to you.
This discussion is out of order. I was responding to something Richard said. I've answered it as best I can. Leslie, what's on the floor in front of us is a motion to extend time for 10 minutes in order to discuss the two motions, your motion to extend time for 10 minutes in order to discuss the two things that are on the floor at the moment. So, Afia, would you please take the roll?
Question, George?
A yes vote extends time for 10 minutes.
Arlene has a question.
Yes, Arlene.
Can you forward a copy of that list to me? I don't think I received it.
I'm sorry. I will do so. Go ahead, Afia. Please take the roll.
Were there any objections any left to the extending time?
Is there any I thought there was. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Oh, good.
Does all point of information, does all this conversation about this, that, and the other, does that come off of the 10 minutes that's supposed to be for discussion?
No.
Good. Thank you.
We'll renew 10 minutes for discussion.
George, I object to extending time for 10 minutes. This is Alex.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
In that case, please take the vote, Afia. Afia, are you there? Afia?
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. I could do it.
Okay, Richard.
No, point of information.
Yes.
Did you say that if we vote this down, though, there won't be that other motion that you're hoping would come from the coordinating committee?
No, I'm saying there is 10 minutes left separate from this. I put a time limit on discussion of this, and we've been extending
those. We've used up that 15 minutes that we extended earlier.
I know we did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.